Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights, conversations exploring network transformation through interviews with industry experts.
Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights. My name is Allison Klein, and I'm delighted to be joined today by Heather Kirksey, Director of the OPNFC organization. Welcome, Heather.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
So, Heather, I saw you present in Barcelona at the Mobile World Congress event and was impressed by what you were doing with OPNFV and wanted to have you on the show. Why don't we start with just a quick introduction of your background and what you do at OPNFV?
My background involves a variety of things I've done in both the telecom industry and some in open source. I was involved in broadband standards, so I have some insight into the standards process and from where a lot of our carriers are coming from that perspective. I also have done a business development, product marketing work. I was at Alcatel-Lucent for many years. Most recently, I was at MongoDB, which is one of the open source NoSQL databases. Got some exposure there to big data and cloud and open source company. So I'm sort of bringing both of those perspectives to OPNFC as the industry comes together to work on open source NFC together moving forward.
You know, the one thing you didn't call out is you actually are an industry leader with recognition as top 40 under 40 for 2 years in a row in telecom industry. That's pretty cool. So nothing in the data center or the telco arena seems to be capturing attention like the network transformation going on with NFV. Amazing engagement with the industry ecosystem. Why don't you tell me about how you see this transformation and why the carriers have really embraced this as a key component of the future of their business?
You know, I think from the carrier perspective, it really gets down to agility. I think as they're looking at their business, they want to be able to roll out services more quickly and more easily with less riding on making the exact right choice every time. Right now, there's so much investment to getting a service rolled out because there's so much work that has to be done, you know, and there's the orchestration across all of the OSS, BSS, multiple network elements, EMS and network management systems that control those, but it just makes service creation and service definition really hard. It makes it difficult to place multiple small bets, hoping that one of them will work, which is what many of the web giants are able to do, so that they're able to be more nimble, try more things, fail fast, fail early in the attempt to do new services. I think the ability to have that is something that the carriers would like to have with their services as well. So I think making a more flexible, more virtualized network is one of the key things to do to enable that.
Enter open source and the importance of open source into this topic. Why is this so critical to the delivery of NFV, and where is the industry on both recognition of the challenge and working on solutions to address the need for open source innovation?
First being, you know, the problems that we're trying to solve within OPNFV, the large scale integration of all of the different upstream projects, attempting to make sure that the platform works in different hardware environments, the desire to do a lot of testing. You know, all of these are really big challenges, and if we want to get there in the timeframes that everyone wants to get there, we need to collaborate together as an industry. The problem is just really too big for any one company to try to do this on their own. And the old model of having some standards and then every vendor going off and creating a solution based on those standards and pairwise NDA discussion between every service provider and their vendors, think about that, trying to resolve problems in every single place. You know, it's just wasted time that we could be instead innovating together at the base and then allowing everyone to innovate on top of that shared infrastructure. So I think it's getting to market more quickly and allowing all of us to innovate together.
Can you help me give a clear picture of what OPNFV's charter is first, and then tell me how it relates into that broader group of efforts to drive NFV into the market?
So our charter is really to be an integrated platform that brings together the technology components that other folks are working on. For example, in our first release, Arno, we will be creating an integrated build that brings together components from OpenStack, from KVM, from Open vSwitch, from Linux, and from Open Daylight. And what we're actually doing is bringing those together, figuring out how they integrate with each other, how they need to be configured to work with each other, and then testing them together from an end-to-end NFC perspective to make sure you're actually able to deploy enough services on top of our platforms. For us, as an integrated project, we work very closely with those communities creating those components. We're not trying to reinvent the wheel or step on any of the toes of the upstream groups. We don't want to fork anyone's project, but we want to bring them together, integrate them, and then also learn what, for example, might not be working so well from an NFV perspective or what gaps and features would be necessary for an OPNFV perspective, and then take those learnings back up into the upstream community and get them integrated there.
Now, this organization was launched, I believe, last year. Is that correct?
Correct. We've been around for just about 7 months now.
Where have you gone from the kickoff moment to today in terms of organizational development and technical delivery?
So we are busily working on our first release, Arno, and we hope to have that out very soon. And everything that's gone into that has also been very relevant. We have come together as a community. We have set up sort of the working processes of our technical steering committee. We have set up our continuous integration tool train, determined what's going to go into Arno, and have been doing a lot of the hard technical work around that. You know, another thing that we've done, because of our focus on testing, we have actually created our own bare metal lab for us to do testing on, and we have kicked off a Pharos lab project where we have community labs that are coming together that are providing access to their hardware for members of the community, and also so that we can test our work in different environments. And two of those Pharos labs were highly engaged in our Arno development process as well.
What do you think it's going to take for the industry, working on OPNFE, but also from a broader perspective, to drive that trusted use of these standard technologies within a telco environment? And have you seen in other areas of your career this similar type of transition with some of the broadband standards taking place? And what were the keys there?
My career in telco started as residential broadband was just beginning to be rolled out, and I participated in some of those key standards. I think there are two things that I've seen that I think are probably relevant here. One is engagement of the carriers in the process, and that they are also pushing the wider industry and their vendors to join in the conversation and be part of OPNFV. And then I think the other thing is the great thing about open source is it's really focused on implementation. I used to sometimes say that unless we got things really interoperable and we got things really implementable, all we'd done was waste carbon and create some very expensive technical documentation. The nice thing about open source is that's kind of not even an option because there is such a focus on what we're producing and making the code get out there and be tangible.
If you were going to send a message to the industry about getting involved in OPNFE, what types of companies should be looking at this as something that they should be prioritizing time from? And where are you in terms of growth of membership to where you want it to be?
We have 55 members currently, which is really great, especially for a 7-month-old organization. And 18 of those have invested at the platinum level. So I'm really excited at the number and breadth of folks who have already signed up to participate. Folks who should think about getting involved is really anyone who's interested in doing NFC and driving it forward, whether that's a traditional telecom carrier or a cloud services vendor who might be interested in NFC. So I think hearing from a variety of end-user perspectives is very important. We're also hoping to get some membership in the enterprise space. I think there are different categories of enterprise customers looking at SDN and NFC whose needs are probably not all that different than some of the operators' carrier-grade needs, like folks from the financial services industry. We've got folks on the silicon side like Intel. We've got the large network equipment providers. We've got a number of smaller software vendors. We've got some new vendors who've come up focused on NFE. So I think it's very exciting to begin to see a vibrant startup ecosystem around this stuff. really, I think anybody who has any interest in being part of the ecosystem at all would bring a valuable voice to the table.
Final question for you. If we look out next year, 2016, where do you want OPNFV as an organization to be? And what do you think are the key things that we need to focus on to get us there?
So our first release, Arno, is definitely geared more towards, say, developer and lab purposes. A year from now, I'd really like to see us being at a stage where we are providing something that folks can start to consider using in real-life production environments, to start seeing things moving from proofs of concept and lab environments into actually powering parts of the network.
I'm sure we've piqued the interest of folks listening online. Can you just give us a URL if folks want to learn more about OPNFE and join the organization?
General website is www.opnfv.org. You can find information on membership there. And if you're interested in beginning to dive into what we're doing in the technical community, you can just go straight to wiki.opnfv.org. And you can see our projects that are in motion. You can see our technical steering committee call schedule, and you can see where we are participating in upcoming events.
Super. This is a great organization. Intel's a platinum member, I should say that. We get a lot out of our membership. And so thank you so much for the time. And for those who are listening online, please do go and check it out. We would love to have you back, Heather, once you get your release out and you start collecting some key learnings from that first release.
That would be great. I would love to come back.